Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Not Your Cable News with your host, me, Diamond Dave. Hey guys, it is episode number 50. Wow, it surely doesn't feel like it's been 50 episodes yet to this point. There's so much more left to talk about and so much more life out there that, man, I haven't even begun to scratch the surface on. And you know, thank you to all of my followers for and subscribers, I guess is what it's called in this world, not followers. This isn't fucking TikTok. This is a podcast, and you can't see me, so that makes it even better for me. So anyway, I've got a good show on tap tonight. Of course, there's a football game going on upstairs, so I do want to get to it sooner or later, but at this point, again, thank you all, and here's to 50 more, and enjoy tonight's show and episode 50 of Not Your Cable News. All right, so let's get started with a little talk about what is on every guy's mind, right? So we meet a girl, we're da-da-da-da-da, whatever. We're digging it, we're feeling it, and at some point or another, unless you're endowed like a horse, the perception comes into our mind that we're just not enough, and it's all about the fucking size. I don't know, because I'm not a woman, right? And I'm willing to bet that out of my listener group, I'm sure I can get some response from this, but does size really matter? Is it really all about, you know, I got to have that 12-inch dick? I don't. The rest of you, I don't know, but I really don't have to have it. You know, or do we feel inadequate because we aren't? Well, guys, let me let you off the hook right away, and let me explain to you that a 12-inch dick is not our competition. From what I understand in reading across specific Facebook groups, and this and that, as I mentioned a show earlier this week, and I ask specific questions, and I take notes and all those things, but quite honestly, guys, it's not about the size of it. You can brag about all you got, all you want, but quite frankly, there's not a woman in the world that can handle a 12-inch dick. A few of them can, but depending on the girth, really anything after about 4.5 inches is just plus to them, because study anatomy. So while we're, you can tell it's a little uncomfortable, right? We don't like to talk about it. It's not something fun. It's not something we we want to go out and talk about. That, you know, god dang it, you know, I'm average, I'm white, which, you know, first of all, this whole black white privilege thing, guys, my brothers, and this is not intended to be of a racist comment whatsoever, but man, let me tell you, you guys have the persona of having the big black cock, right? We all heard of BBC, right? I think every white woman in the world wants it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's the hefty ones that need extra to get past the layer of excess, shall we say, to that really find it necessary. And you see that by when you're walking around the street, right? You rarely see, and I have come across a time or two in my life, again, I'm probably older than most of my listeners, but I have come across a time or two in my life where you see a thin, hot chick hanging out with a black guy. Well, that's great, and I don't know, you know, first of all, to whatever you want to do is up to you. I don't care. It doesn't make my skin crawl. Doesn't make me want to vomit. None of that stuff. But for the most part, let's face it. When you see a black guy walking down a street with a white girl, what is the general body type of that girl? Right? And is she, you know, 5, 6, 135 pounds? Probably not. Is she 5'6", 230 pounds. You're probably closer. She might be closer to 5'6", 300 pounds. And for whatever reason, that works for everybody, and to each their own. I'm making a little bit of fun, but yet at the same time, I'm not. It doesn't bother me one bit. You like them big, you like them big, right? Go get you big, and it's all fun and games. Unless it's not a game anymore, but hey, you know what, at some point, at some certain age, it becomes not a game anymore, and people that want to play fucking games, people play fucking games, and they lose the fucking game. You know, our biggest competition out there, quite honestly, is a thing called the goddamn Rose. So the Rose, guys, if you don't know who the Rose is, she can either be, he can, we won't call it a her, although women probably know how to eat pussy better than we do. The Rose is either our competition or our best friend. The Rose apparently can do things to women that we only dream of doing, and I'll tell you why we'll never get there. We will never be able to compete with that piece of plastic. First of all, we have a goddamn mouth. We talk. We breathe. And then we don't know when to stop or not stop doing something. How many times as a guy have we freaking been down there? We go into town on that fucking thing. We eating the shit out of it, right? And she's just getting into it, and she's pushing back on her face. You're just eating the shit out of that fucking pussy, and you're sucking on that clit. And she's like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. What the fuck do we do? What's the first thing we do? We change up what the fuck we got going on. We change our game in the middle of it. And what do we do to them? We give them fucking blue balls, right? All of a sudden they're like, I'm right there, I'm right there, I'm right there. And then we fucking quit. We're off to something else. We call it my fucking ADHD or what the hell ever you want to call it. We're done, right? We're moving on to something fucking else. Instead, she could be having the big old wrapping those legs around your freaking neck, trying to break it like she's some kind of MMA bullshit superstar. No, we just got to stop doing what the hell we're doing, and we leave them fucking hanging, right? And then we wonder why they're like, man, that guy's fucking mouth game was off. Because you don't listen. You don't listen at all, man. You could have had her squirting, which... Again, let's get into that conversation. You know, squirt, is it really fucking squirting? I don't know. It comes from the fucking bladder. Quite honestly, I feel like maybe you just fucking pissed in my mouth, and I don't know that I'm into that. And guys like, I'll drink that shit up. I'll drink that sweet nectar up, blah, 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 blah. Motherfucker, you're drinking piss. Right, you got piss running down your face, you got piss in your mouth, and you're wondering how fucking good you are. Here's the deal. You made her come so fucking hard that she lost all muscle control. She can no longer hold what is in her fucking bladder, and it just came blasting out of there at 832 miles an hour. And blasted you in the fucking mouth. You just drank piss. You know, so, I don't know. You drink piss if you want to drink piss. You let them piss in your bed if you want to piss. But I'll tell you what, man. I have gotten my ass beat since I was 3 years old for pissing the bed. And here comes along these fucking women. And they want to piss in our bed, and we're supposed to be happy about it. And all you some bitches out there clapping, and yeah, I'm the man. Dude, you made her fucking piss. That's a natural fucking body function. You didn't do anything special other than you fucking drank it. So, unless you're into golden showers, I don't know what to tell you, right? So, while we're on the subject of fucking squirting, you know, I see women brag about it all the time. You see it all the time. You read about it all the time. I was 40 years old before I could fucking squirt. Girl, you had three fucking kids. You lost your muscle control and you fucking pissed the bed. All right. So was he really that great, or was he just tolerant to you fucking pissing? One segment of the population you never see fucking bragging about pissing is the fucking homosexual male population, right? You already know where I'm going with this. Y'all are already fucking out there. You're two steps ahead of me on this one. So if a gay guy is pissing, is he bragging about it, or is a motherfucker got the shits? I made my boyfriend squirt last night. No, you took him to fucking Taco Bell ahead of time. You stuck your dick in his ass and he had a fucking orgasm. You built up air pressure by sliding your dick in and out. And all of a sudden, just like a fucking plunger, you pull it out of there and the fucking shit went shooting across the fucking room. Congratulations, you made him shit. All right. So there's my thoughts on that, right? So going back to the size thing, right? Because we're all caught up on this, right? We want every woman to tell us, oh, you're the biggest, you're the best we've ever had. Nah, I don't, you know, I don't. I want to hear that it's best. I don't care about the biggest, because if you tell me I'm the biggest motherfucker that's ever been in you, I know you're fucking lying. Again, I'm white. My black brothers, man, they got it going on, though. Again, we'll get back over there. Black, they got the athleticism going on. White men can't jump. If you're my age, you probably saw that fucking movie. We're not athletic. The only freaking thing only sport really that we excel in is diving. That's it, diving. And why is that? Well, you know, I've heard rumors for years that, you know, black guys don't go down. They don't eat that thing. Again, you're going to make them piss in your fucking mouth. Maybe they're just smarter than we are, and they're going, man, she pees out of that fucking thing, and I don't know if she wiped right or not last time, so I don't want no fucking part of it. I don't know. I enjoy eating the fuck out of pussy, but let me tell you, that's probably, they might be onto something there, right? But you don't see many all-star white boys playing basketball. Come on, I watch college basketball. You know, half the reason freaking University of Florida sucks this year is 97% of that fucking team is white. We can't fucking jump. We can't keep up. And our biggest guy is like 6'4". All right, we just aren't there. So they got the athleticism going on. They got the big black cock persona going on that we think every fucking woman wants. And women are actually like, man, I don't want you to rearrange my guts. I want to fucking enjoy it, right? There's nothing comfortable about something going up and going past the fucking uterus and the ovaries and getting to your fucking belly. I mean, you know, if he fucking comes and it starts weeping out your fucking belly button, then what? Yeah, what are you gonna do then, right? You know, you're fucking ruined. So, God, I'm going off on him tonight. anyway, so you know, first of all, you know, you're already at a little disadvantage being white, because you know they don't expect much from us. Come on, right? Some of us are showers, some of us are growers, not showers. Some are growers and not showers, or however, some are showers and not growers. I got that all fucking jacked up tonight. But, you know, it just kind of is what it is, and that's where we lay in all of it, right? Again, nothing against anything that anybody thinks, but, man, I don't know that we as men need to be so hung up on the size of our ding-ding. First of all, girls, we can't control it. There's no use being insulted about the size of it, right? Is it something that we can control? No. We can't eat a certain food or drink a certain drink or take a certain magic pill to make our fucking dick grow, all right? This isn't little fucking Johnny Appleseed, whatever, the Jack and the Beanstalk, that you plant it. Excuse me, that was fucking rude. You plant it, you give it a little manure, stick it in the ass, give it a little manure, and it'll grow, right? No, it doesn't work like that, right? We are born with what we are born with. So there's no use in being hateful over a guy's dick size, just like there's no use in us being hateful over the lips of a vagina, right? You know, I don't care if it looks like an Arby's roast beef sandwich or a fucking hamburger bun with no fucking meat, right? You can't control what it fucking looks like. It is what it is. You can't go back and undo it, right? If your tits are small, your tits are small. Did you do something to make them small? No. Are they big? Did you do something special to make them big? Well, I'll tell you what, there may be something you could do, and this goes back many, many, many years, and I was shit in my early 20s. This is a bullshit story, by the way, so if ex-wife number one is listening to this, which I'm sure she isn't, she can't fucking stand me. Anyway, I'll get a drink here real quick and try not to spill it down my pants like I did the other night. By the way, I want to apologize. I didn't have the right microphone or didn't have it set to the right microphone when I was recording the other night. And then realized so after I published it that I'm a fucking idiot and I'm drunk and can't figure out how to operate my goddamn computer. All right, so I come home one day from work and my ex-wife sitting there rubbing fucking toilet paper between her fucking tits. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, I'm like, you got fucking, you sweating. I mean, I'm in Florida, right? And you're sweating, you're trying to dry it up. What the fuck are you doing? And she's like, no. I figured if you look at my ass, that would help my tits grow. And I'm like, what? She goes, well, yeah, look at my ass. She goes, I've wiped my ass every fucking day, at least 3 times a fucking day since I was a baby. And look at the size of my ass. So you think that wiping between your tits is going to make your chest grow? And apparently so. So we moved on from that one. And, yeah, she still was built like a boy with a big old ass. So the next thing that really, really boggles my mind, right, is you see guys all the time that get fucking turned on. And you know what? Again, if this is your thing, this is your thing. I don't care. Guys that are absolutely fucking nuts over a fucking facial, right? And you ask a woman, and again, after my own little research on this subject, you ask a fucking woman, and you're like, do you like getting a facial? You know, do you like the feeling of hot cum on your face? You know, and probably 80% of the women are going to go, what a fucking waste. It should be in my mouth, right? If you're that close, put it in my fucking mouth. And those are the girls I love, by the way. The rest are like, eh, it's okay, you know, just don't get in my eyes or my hair. Girl, let me tell you something. Walk to my bathroom for a second. Look around my fucking toilet. All right. If I could aim this son of a bitch from 3 feet away, I wouldn't have this all around my fucking toilet, right? So now you want to close that bullseye zone up by, I don't know, 70%, maybe 80%, and give us a smaller fucking target. Don't get it in my hair or my eyes. Girl, it's going to flow where it flows because in that moment, my eyes are shut. The last thing I'm doing is looking at where my fucking cum is spraying you at. And if I miss and get it on your shoulder, your chin, your hair, your eyes, you know what? Maybe as an occupational hazard, you should consider wearing goggles and a hairnet or something. Can you imagine? How fucking sexy is that, right? Girl on her fucking knees in front of you, a pair of fucking goggles, her hair up in the fucking net, you know, like she's cooking you freaking breakfast at Denny's Diner or something. No. I just lost any hope of having an erection for the next 3 days just off of that mental thought, right? You picture this and it's, yeah, no, Betty, I'm good. You go on. Or the freaking shower cap from the 1970s, right? I'm gonna take a shower, but I'm not gonna wash my hair. What is that, right? I don't want to stink from my body, but it's okay if my hair stink. You hug somebody, what's the first thing you fucking smell is their hair. Maybe you should wash your hair and not take a shower. I don't know. So anyway, you have a full face mask on, and there's you just lost a whole lot of the sexual attraction, if you will, about that whole thing about, you know, jacking off on her fucking face and, you know, don't get in my hair, don't get in my eyes. Okay, well, you got your fucking hard hat on. You know, you look like Bob the fucking Builder down there on your fucking knees. You got your goggles on, you got your yellow hard hat on, and there you are, ready to take a fucking load all over Bob the Builder. And if you're into Bob the Builder, by the way, that's, again, that's fine. That's not my thing. role playing and furries, I guess, not furbies, furbies or something else, furries, you know, wear your freaking hard hat, do a little construction, do a little wrecking. I reckon I'm wrecking you. God damn. Oh shit, I gotta. Sorry about that. I had to pause that fucking thing. I was losing my shit. Totally forgot where I was going with this whole thing with the Bob the Builder and the furries. So anyway, so you know, and then you get into the whole anal sex part of things, and guys, let me tell you something. Right. If you ain't willing to take it, don't be offering to give it. Right. Girls today are getting a little bit smarter than we are. They always have been. Just don't let them know we know that. They will absolutely whip out a fucking strap on and go, okay, you first. Don't go diving into it unlubricated. Surprises in that area are not good. You know, it's probably going to wind up with some fucking gay squirting, or you don't know what the hell you're getting into. But either way, it could be a shitty deal at the end of it all. And, my biggest advice is all that is, you know, don't take him out to fucking Taco Bell before, before you take him back to your place and think, man, I'm going to try to get me some butt stuff tonight. Jesus. What a terrible fucking idea that is, right? You know, some girls like it, some girls don't. And for those that don't, that's why you're still single. For those that do, God bless you, right? But there is a certain amount of prep, I guess, from what I hear, heard it from another. Anyway, apparently there's a certain amount of prep that is supposed to be done before this. And I've never known this, right? I just kind of take my chances, as I just said. I kind of take my chances with this fucking deal my entire life. It's like, right or not, here I come. Poof, there you are. Meanwhile, she's crab walking across the fucking bed, and you're trying to hold on to her fucking hips. It's turned into a goddamn bareback rodeo, and she's trying to buck you off, and you're trying to play cowboy, only you're too scared to let go with one hand and hang on for the other one, and your ass ain't going to last 8 fucking seconds anyway. Speaking of lasting 8 seconds, I got like 6 minutes left, which is almost as much time as Aaron Rodgers lasted with the New York Jets this year, right? I would like to personally thank Aaron Rodgers for really fitting in with the rest of us men, that we talk a lot of shit. We set the expectation super fucking high, right? Like networks, you know, Fox and CBS and ESPN, ABC, whatever, NBC or BAM, paying all the money for the Jets games this year. And if I lose some of you on the sports, I'm sorry, but hear me out, right? Obviously, I assume everybody's heard the whole Aaron Rodgers deal. So all this money, all this expectation is set for Aaron Rodgers to come onto the field week one, and he's going to save the Jets. He's going to outperform anybody that's ever performed in that position. Hey, that's me, right? I'll talk a lot of shit. I'm going to outperform everything you've ever fucking had before. I can relate to you, Aaron Rodgers, just not in money, just not in, you know, I don't do mud baths with weird girls that don't shave their armpits. But anyway, out comes Aaron Rodgers. Hasn't completed a pass all night long. All night long. We're less than 5 minutes into the fucking game. Aaron Rodgers goes down limp. Let me tell you, he just lived out 99.5% of all men's fears, right? We set the expectation. You got the homecoming queen. You got her in the fucking back seat. She unzips your pants. And before the really big game starts, your ass is down and out. You're limp. You're done. I understand he may come back next year. He may not. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on with Aaron Rodgers. Not even Aaron Rodgers. I watched a couple of episodes of Wake Up or whatever it is on ESPN in the morning, and or Get It Up or Get Up, whatever it is. And everybody's pretty sure Aaron Rodgers is coming back for the Jets next year. But here's the problem with that, right? It kind of turns into asking for forgiveness from that homecoming queen that you just fucking spooged all over her fucking kneecap. Because that's exactly what he did, right? So networks paid all the money for the games. The NFL charged a shit ton of money. He's got a big fucking contract. He's still getting fucking paid. And less than 5 minutes into the game, before he really completes his first pass and really does a fucking thing for the entire year, he goes down limp. And that's the end of his season. Hey, guys, this is the end of episode number 50. I love this. Y'all are fucking absolutely awesome. For those of you that have hung out for the year off, I'm back. And hopefully you're enjoying yourselves, 26,000 plus of you that are subscribers to this show. Hey, do me a favor, those of you that are fairly new to listening, if it makes no shit in difference to you, if you wouldn't mind, get on your phone, download the Good Pods app, because quite honestly, those guys are giving me a whole lot of fucking love right now. Jumped from number 22 to number 18 this week. I don't get compensated for this any way, shape, or form from those guys, but it's all about bragging rights. In the last 2 days, I've had two invites to do a couple of shows live. I have not accepted, nor have I denied them at this point. I don't have an agent. I don't know what this fucking shit's worth. Really did this just for a laugh, right? We're all feeling down, and now let me see if I can figure out a way to make you fucking laugh, and you bunch of goddamn pervs. Keep subscribing and keep sharing me with your friends, and I love you for that. I will say that one show is that I've been invited to is in Las Vegas. The other one is in Nashville. They're an amateur, somewhat amateur, whatever. I'm 51 fucking years old. I'll be 52 here in about 4 months. I don't know that this is a career move that I want to make for the rest of my life. But let me tell you, it is so much fun either way. And it's probably a whole lot different sitting behind this computer than it is sitting in front of everybody fucking else, right? As I know it is. There's a little stage fright that comes into play. There's a little bit of other bullshit that comes in. I've done some open mic nights. I've done some things here and there. But at the end of the day, this will always be my heart and soul. And for those of you that subscribe and follow and love and like and comment and all those things, don't forget you can find me on Facebook, Not Your Cable News on Facebook, Not Your Cable News at on X. Again, I don't do much on there anymore. And feedback is always, always welcome. Questions. If I'm absolutely looking for call-in guests to continue this season, I have a lot of fun with those. I have some things in my mind that I would like to do, just depending on who's the volunteers and so on and so forth. But reach out to me at diamonddaysproductions@gmail.com. Send me an email, send me a message. If you see me cruising around Facebook on one or two of the particular groups that I go on that I still don't have permission to disclose, so waiting on the group owners to tell me whether or not they want me to, and if not, perfectly fine, get it right. Edgy shit may or may not want to be associated with it. But anyway, guys, hey, at the end of the day, it's all a whole lot of fun, and that's what it's all about. And be good to each other out there.